Blog Talk Radio.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
Amen. 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 How you doing out there?
Hey, praise God. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm just a little hoarse today. Y'all, you have to bear with me. I caught a cold when I went out of town. Everywhere I went, they had air conditioning. I went to the south, so they used to run the air all day long. Then we caught the Greyhound bus, so they had the air conditioner on high. So, yeah, I'm a little hoarse. I'm recovering, though. I'm recovering. Other than that, all is well. Everything is good. How about yourself?
Oh, man, I'm going through a little technical difficulties, man, but we, you know, ain't nothing that God can't work out, man. Just so ironic that you did do this show today, you know, saying, because that's what, you know, everybody do need. You know, this was a must needed, you know, saying, topic for the day, you know, because a lot of people out there don't know how to do it, you know, and this right here, you bringing it to them, you know, so
amen.
Praise God for that.
Amen, amen. You right, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Yeah. To God be the glory. Well, this show tonight is going to be a little different, so I know everybody used to us doing 2 hours, but we're going to break it down today. So if they got to push that one button, if they won't talk, they can't wait to the end of the show. I don't mind you cutting in or anything. Remember, the show is all about you. You know, again, there's no right answer, no wrong answer. Everyone has their opinion. Everybody has their own experience with God at the same time, you know. So I don't mind anyone just hitting that one button, sharing whatever their testimony may be as it relates to prayer, because tonight's topic is the power of prayer, the power of prayer. And even as another listener, just as we did last week's show, when she gave us the topic, what is the Holy Spirit and how much, you know, why do we need him? Well, again, tonight, someone gave me this topic as it relates to prayer. So, okay, I was like, okay, well, they jump right into my passion. That's what I do. I love prayer. I love the word of the Lord, and I just love God. And so, yeah, like you said, I believe we all are going through trials and tribulations, and they only come to make us strong. It's only, you know, it's God who we have to seek for the help. Even when we're weak, in him we're strong. You know, even when we feel like we can't make it another day, it's God. It's all him. You know, and we give God the glory for all he's done and all he's doing and all that he's gonna do, in spite of what it may look like. It's not always what it looked like. Amen. So, yeah, on tonight, we're going to go ahead. We're going to discuss the power of prayer. I want all the listeners to, if you want to interact. I want, you know, whatever it is you want to do. If you want to share, we're going to take it to a minimum on tonight, because, again, we're doing 1 hour tonight. We're going to do 1 hour of power, and we're going to pray that the Holy Spirit just come in and have his way with any and everybody that calls in, or anybody, everybody that's listening. Just feel free. and I may be straining my voice a little bit, but all is well. I'm going to pray God take this voice and let it do what it do. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to start off the same way we always start off, which is in prayer. We're going to start off in prayer like we always do. We can't do anything without God. Put Him first in all things. So we're going to go to the throne of grace and pray His anointing and His power. Father, I just want to thank You for every listener, God. I want to thank You for everyone that's calling in, everyone that has called in. Father, I want to thank You for those that have been faithful, Father, to what You're doing, God. I want to thank You for the new people, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I want to thank You for Dennis, Lord. Father, I pray right now that You encourage Your people right now, God. Father, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that Your will be done, God, and that Your kingdom come, Father, on earth as it is in heaven, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Father, our discussion tonight is the power of prayer, God. Father, and we come from the book of James, God, You said the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, Father. And so, Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that You make much available for us, God, in this season, in this time that we're going through, God. Father, we pray that You have Your way, God. Anoint the ears of the listeners, Father. Father, open every heart, every mind, and every, Father, every eye, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Anoint me, God. Father, You, Father, increase in me, Father, as I decrease, Lord. I pray that You have Your way, Father. Have Your way, Holy Spirit, God. Father, use me like You've never used me before, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, do the unprecedented, Father, on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that deliverance will break forth, Father. I pray that healing will go forth, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray that there may be a word, Father, or something said or something done, Father. Father, that will give a new life, Father. That will give new hope, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, that will make someone decide on tonight, Father, that I can live to make it to see another day, God. In the name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, we speak life to every dead situation, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we speak life, God. Life, God. Life and that more abundantly, God. For Your word declares that we shall live, God, and not die, God, and declare Your works, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to declare Your works, God, because we can't do anything without You, Lord, because it's in You that we live. It's in You that we move and have our very being, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, empower us, Father. Anoint us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us know, Father, it is not our ability, Father, but it is Your ability, God. Father, that we move in You, God. It's You, God, that wake us. It's You that watch over us. It's You that keep us, Father. It's You that gives us the very breath that we breathe, Father. It's You that give us the activity of our limbs, God. Lord, let us not take it for granted, God. In the name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, we just forever give You the honor. We forever give You the glory. And we forever give You the praise, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have Your way on tonight, Father. Pull down every stronghold, Father. Break every chain, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we come against generational curses, Father, even now, God. Father, we come against sicknesses, even now, God. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we come against bloodline curses, Father, even now, God. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we decree and declare Your will, Father. Father, we release Your healing gifts even now, God. Father, we come against the wrong mindset, Father, and we decree and declare the mind of Christ right now in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, we speak to that mind and we say, let this mind be in You, which is also in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. Father, hear the cry of Your people, Lord. Father, hear the cry. Answer the cry, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Even as we go forth on tonight, Father, even as we go on the word, Father, God, open it up. Bring new revelation, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, God, download, Father, new manna, Father, from heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we bless you tonight, God. We honor you. We put you first, God. For you said, seek first your kingdom, Father, and your righteousness, Father, and all these things shall be added unto us, Father. And, Father, whatever it is on tonight, Father, that they're looking for, God, Father, help us to seek you first, God. Help us to go to the throne of grace, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Help us to come to you, Lord, even when we don't know how, God. Even when we think we should come a certain type of way, God. In the name of Jesus, Father. But, Lord, I let them know tonight that you will receive us in whatever condition that we're in, God. In the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that it's already done, God. We believe, Father, and we receive, Father, your word, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And it is so. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Lord, I want to just thank you, Lord. Oh, he's so good. He's so good. In spite of what it looked like, he is so good. He's so good. He's from everlasting to everlasting. He's God, and he's God all by himself.
Amen.
God all by himself. He's all powerful. He's all seeing, and he's all knowing. And I feel like somebody just needs to know this on tonight, that wherever you're at, that God feeds you. He knows the condition. He's just waiting on you. He's right there. He's just waiting on you. He's right there with open arms. And I come against every lie that the devil has told you that God will not receive you in your condition. I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. I destroy the lie of the devil. The Bible says he's a liar. And ain't no truth in him. He was a liar from the beginning, and he's a liar even now. In the name of Jesus. He said he'll take the foolish things of the world to confirm the wise. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that you are worthy of the kingdom, that you are worthy of his love, that you are worthy. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for showing up, God. I thank you for your faithfulness, for he's faithful. Even when we're not faithful, he's still faithful. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us, but he'll always be with us, even to the end of the ages.
That's right.
So, Lord, I just want to thank you. I thank God. And so usually, you know, we pray and we take our commercial break, but tonight we're not taking any commercial breaks. We going straight through for 1 hour. We're going straight through for 1 hour. You know, if the Lord's will. If the Lord's will, if God says something else, then so be it. We're just going to flow with the Holy Spirit on tonight. Amen. Is that okay? Amen. We're just going to flow with God, and we're just going to let God have his way. Because there is a need. There is a need. We're all in the need of something. Amen. Amen. Anything you want to say before we go on, Dennis? Before we move forward.
Oh man, you're pretty much taking it, man. You know, taking our breath away. I just want to just let the listeners know. You know, hey man, hit that one button. You know, you cannot tell me, or can no one tell me that they don't need prayer?
Yeah.
It just don't even sound right within itself. I mean, I don't care if you got to pray for a neighbor, or if your life is going good, pray that you continue on having a good life. And, you know, that's one thing that we do have to have is that connection with God. I mean, I myself, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to get it, you know, you know, that out of that 80, out of that 100%, I say I'm about 75, 65%, because I don't pray every single day. I do wake up, you know, I call it a short prayer. Hey, you know, thank you for waking me up, God. You know, move your steps in front of me. Make sure everything that's you know, put the Holy Ghost in front of me. As soon as I walk through that door, so everything could just be have by your way, God. You know, and just little things like that. That's practicing to, you know, to get to that perfection, to where you know that, you know, what comes out of your mouth comes from God, you're getting that one line connection, man. And, you know, that's why it don't matter, you know, you don't have to be the perfect prayer preacher or perfect whatever, man. It's what comes from your heart. You know, something that you want to ask your biological father, mother, what you do, you go to them. You don't go in there, you know, unless you got a plan. You know, if you go in there with a plan, then it ain't from the heart. You trying to go in there and be sincere with asking them whatever it is that you're trying to do. You know, you might want to go outside. You don't have to, you know, practice the say I want to go outside back then, right?
Right.
You might want to raise. You know, sometimes, you know, you do try to go in the mirror and say, hey, I need this raise. How you want to go and say it. But sometimes when you go in there, it'd be a totally different thing. So you just pray, man, God, have your way with me. Clean my heart. You know, charge it to my head and not my heart. And that's basically it. You know, you don't have to be a prayer scholar to, you know, to get a prayer life.
Right.
That's all I want to say. So be encouraged. Amen. Hit that one button. Encourage us. Let us know that we're doing our job, at least.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. We need encouragement too. That's right.
Oh yeah. Lastly too. If you want to post on the on our page too, you know, we interact with you a little bit too on the page too. So, you know, for the ones that are online, it's a lot of people online. You know, if you want to post on the page too, go to the page, post. You know, we'll try to get back to you as soon as we can. But we just want to hear from you.
Amen.
That's about it. Thank you.
Amen. Okay. Like I said, we're going to let God have his way. Okay. Now, we said 1 hour. If somebody call in and there's just a need, we're going to go with the need. But other than that, we're going to go with the time. Amen. Amen. We're going to try to stay with our time on tonight. I'm a little hoarse, so I'm drinking water here and there. So pray for me. Keep me in your prayer as well. Amen. We're going to go to the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16. And I encourage everyone that's listening to write it down, to write the scriptures down. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. So we probably all have different interpretations. Well, not the same, you know, the same words, but the different. Some are broken down, other, you know, than others. Some people just have the King James. Some have the New International Version. Some have the Amplified Bible. As long as it's reading what the Word says. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to start. Okay, you know what? I said 5:16, but I want to go up to 13. The Holy Spirit has made me to go up. I'm going to go up 3 scriptures, okay? Is that okay? Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses, which are sins, one to another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effect is fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. Stop right there.
Amen.
We're from 13 to 16. And we're talking about the power of prayer. And here, God gives us just strict instructions. Verse 13, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. It didn't say call for nobody else. Let him pray. If anyone is cheerful, let him sing songs. If anyone among you sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. and the prayer of faith. Because how we pray is we pray by faith. And the prayer of faith will save them. Will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. And if he has committed sin, look how good and gracious God is. If he has committed sin, he will be forgiven. Then he tells us to confess your trespasses or confess your sins one to another. And pray for one another. Confess them one to another, not talk about the other person who's in sin or who you think is in sin or whatever your judgment or opinion may be about that person. But it says pray. And pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, I went through the scripture, and I broke a few things down. And I went to prayer. And I want to give someone the meaning of prayer. Prayer is a solemn request for help or expression for thanks addressed to God or an object of worship. Now we see how prayer is broken down. You can use it either for a request for help, or prayer can be used for an expression for thanks addressed to God, or prayer can be used as an object of worship. Amen. Okay, and also the synonym is intercession to God, devotion, invocation. To intercede for someone is to stand in the gap for them, as James was saying about the sick. Take them to the elders. When the elders pray, the prayer of faith, because they're believing the Holy Spirit, they're praying to God in faith, praying that this person be healed. And he said, just because of their faith, this person will be healed and God will raise them up. They're interceding. Intercession and interceding for the next person, for that person that may be sick or whatever it may be. And then on top of that, God said, even if they're in sin, their sin is forgiven. That's how gracious he is. That's a gracious God we serve. And then I went to the word effectual. Typically of something imminent or abstract. Successful in producing a desire or intended result, effective. Now he says, what? The effectual prayer. Effectual, successful in producing. So when you pray, you're looking to be effective, and you're looking to produce the answer that you desire in prayer. And you're doing it all by faith. Everything you're doing is by faith, because that's what moves God. God says faith is what moves him. Not doubt, not fear, not double-mindedness. It's by faith that we pray. Praying and believing that God is going to answer. So now after we pray, we're looking to see the results of that prayer. And we're praying also God's will. We're praying that his will is done. His kingdom come. Okay. So we got effectual, which is a desired and intended result. Effective, successful in producing. Now, fervent, having or displaying passionate intensity, violence. The fervent prayer. You got to have a passion for that thing that you're praying about. There's got to be something that's in your heart, that this is what you do, this is what you want. You have to have a passion for it. And you have to have the violence. The Bible says, and the violence take it by force. You have to be violent with it. You have to stand in authority. You have to walk in boldness. Assured that God hears you and that he's going to answer. And many times, like, we pray, I pray warfare prayers. I have to go before the throne of grace with the spirit of boldness, because sometimes the enemy will knock you down so much till you feel like you can't get back up. Before, you know, you can feel like there's no more hope. I'm done. It's over with, you know. But then God comes. He either gives you some strength or he'll send someone to give you some strength. He'll use them however he sends the strength. God will send that strength. And you say in your mind, all I needed was a little strength. And when you get that strength, you get up with that fervent. You get up with that passion about that very thing that you've been believing God for. But the fact of the matter is that the enemy knocked you down in the midst of your waiting. He knocked you down in the midst of you believing God for this thing just to steal your joy, to steal your hope, to steal your faith. But then God turns around because he's so faithful and he's so full of mercy and so full of grace. He turns around and gives you some strength. And when you get that strength, the next time you go before God in prayer, now you're going with this intensity. Now you're going with violence. You're letting the devil know, okay, you may have knocked me down, but I'm back up. I'm back up, and I'm going before my Father, because now your faith has arisen. Your faith has went higher, because where you thought you wasn't getting up, now, guys, you know nobody pulled you out of that situation or pulled you up but God. So now, because of that, your love for God has become greater. Your passion for God has become just even more greater. And now your faith. So now you know that when I pray this thing, I'm about to knock the enemy's head off, and I'm going to pray it violently. And I'm going to pray it with a passion, believing and receiving that what I just prayed is already done. He said, then righteous. A person of conduct. Justifiable, virtuous, upright, morally right. Avail. Avail means to take advantage of or to benefit of. Now he says here in James 5:16, the effectual, which is what? Typically something intimate or abstract, successful in producing. Okay, so we're going to go with the prayer. The effectual, successful in producing. Fervent, passionate, intensely, violent prayer. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, morally right, justifiable, a person of conduct. Availeth much, takes advantage of, or to benefit of. Who reaps the benefit of it? God is so good that when he answers our prayers, we see the benefit. We see the outcome of what God has done. We see the outcome of what God is doing. Sometimes we don't even get the outcome yet, but you'll see it. You'll see it in prayer. You'll see that thing in prayer. The passion. The passion of what you're praying for. I mean, you have to have a passion for something to go before God. You know, sometimes God will lay the men on my heart, just men, the males. And they'll just all of a sudden, like, man, I'll start thinking about this person or that person. And all the time I'll think about their condition. And all of a sudden, the compassion, the passion that comes over me, that desires for them to be out of that thing, that desires for them to have a job or whatever it may be, or get out of jail or whatever the case may be, or to get free from alcohol, drugs, or drug use and drug dealing, whatever the case may be, God will put it on me. And before you know it, I'm praying for the men. It has become passion, a passion at this moment. And what hits me is intensity, the fire of God. And he wants me to come before him violently, interceding, standing in the gap for the men, standing in the gap for them, intercede for them. But I want you to come with a passion. I want you to come with intensity. I want you to come with violence. I want you to come justifiable. I want you to come effectively, knowing that you are about to be successful in what you're about to produce. And that producing of a desire. Your desire is to see this person with a job. One day I was driving to work early in the morning, and I was praying, and the Holy Spirit put it on my heart to pray for my son. They had been looking for unemployment. And I'm like, God, open the door for them. And I'm just praying, enlarge their territory. God, do it for them. The passion, it just automatically hit me. And it's not like I had not been praying for my son, but there was a different passion that hit me. I was still in the heart of God for them at that moment. And then my desire became his desire. Was if you intercede for them, I'll answer. Come to me violently, come to me with passion. And I said, God, do it for them. God, do it. And then I never really prayed too often with a time frame. But that day I said, God, do it within the next 24 hours. Turn it around. And when I got to work, I'm sitting at my desk doing my work, doing my job, you know, like I normally do. And my son texts me and tells me, Mom, I got a job interview. A few hours later, probably wasn't even 4 hours later after the prayer, and he texts me, like, I got a job interview. And I'm like, look at God. Look at God. Look how fast that desire, that look how fast he produced it. He moved immediately because he laid it on me. When we pray, we can't pray amiss. We have to pray his will, and we have to tap into the heart of Christ. We have to know what is it he wants, what's his desire. And even if we have to just ask him, Lord, what is it? What is it you want me to pray about? Who is it? God, you show me, because I don't know. I don't know. Every time I'm on this show, I either pray and God gives me a topic, or for the last 2 weeks, he's used the listeners to give me a topic. And I know it be God. When they reply, I say, this is God. This is God. And so I don't mind, as long as I know it's God. I don't mind. But then now I have to go before him, okay, God, this is the topic. What is it that you want me to talk about? What is that you? Because we have a million scriptures when it comes down to prayer. But we have to have a relationship with Christ. We have to get this relationship with him in order to get this power that we're asking for to pray. And even if somebody's listening now, if you've never given your life to Christ, I pray that you push the one button, because we'll walk you through it right tonight so that you'll have access to this power that we're talking about. That thing that makes it available so that you can take advantage, so that you can have the benefit of the kingdom. He said, the effective, fervent prayer of the righteous. availeth much. He makes much available. He takes advantage of it. He says to benefit from it. Who wouldn't want to benefit from it? Because, look, if you look around and nothing else is working, everything else, nothing else is working. You've tried it your way, not working. You went this way, you went that way, it's not working. Now, and if you're anything like I was when I before I came to Christ, I was very stubborn. I'm thinking to myself, listen, I don't do what I used to do no more, you know. I ain't out in the street. I should be okay. I got a nice job. I have my children. I got my husband. I'm fine. But God's saying, no, I want more of you. And I began like, what do he want from me? I'm not doing what I used to do anymore. But what he wanted from me was, I brought you out of all of those situations. Now I want to use you. I want to use you so that you can go back and help and get your friends out, get your family out. For a long time, I didn't know, so it became frustrating. It became frustrating. I was bothered by it. I was just upset. And everything I tried to do, it wouldn't prosper anymore. I would go so far, and I'd get to this one hump. And I'm like, I've been here before. Every time I get to this hump, I can't get over it. Until one day I just surrendered, threw my hands in the air, started going to church with a girlfriend, and just surrendered all. Just surrendered. Got in the church, got trained, sit down. I sat down for years, going through deliverance. God cleaning me up, God speaking to me, God talking to me, God blessing me, giving me things that I've been waiting for years. I had been fighting an unemployment case for 2 whole years. For 2 years until I got saved. They denied me over and over, and I had my last appeal, my very last appeal. And that last appeal was the same month that I got saved, that I decided to surrender and give my life to Christ. In order for me to win that case, I had one check stub that was missing. The Holy Spirit led me to a purse that I hadn't carried in years. And that one check stub was in that purse. He started showing me who he was. Miracles, signs, and wonders follow those that believe. He started to show me who he was. He let me know when I found that check stub that it wasn't my ability. It wasn't because I just ran across the purse. I was led by God to go in that purse. And when they gave me my court date, my lawyer told me himself, the judge that they gave you, you may not win. She was the hardest judge. He said no one wins through her. And so when I got in the courtroom, I was nervous. Like, oh, my God, he just told me. No, nobody went with this lady. And she was an older Caucasian lady, and she was pretty mean. And we were sitting in a room, because it wasn't a courtroom. We were sitting in like an office area. And I was cold. I didn't have on a jacket. And she was just as nice to me as she wanted to be. The Bible says the king's heart is in God's hand, and he can turn that heart whichever way he pleases. And I sat there. And she was like, Miss Thompson, you okay? I was so afraid that they had already put fear in me from how she was going to be. I'm like, huh? She was like, oh, I see that you look whole. And I'm like, I'm all right. But long story short, I sat there and I won that case. It played out in my favor. All because I surrendered. All because I gave my life to God. All because I prayed. I prayed all the way on the way down there. I prayed the day before. Just prayed to God. I just prayed to him. Now, have he answered every prayer I've ever prayed? No. because he knows what's best for me, not me. Again, it's not my ability, but it's his. He gives me this power. He gives me the activity of my limbs. He gives me the breath that I breathe. He gives it to me. He gets the glory, not me, over everything that I do, over everything that I touch. God gets the glory. It's because of him that I get up and have a job. Some of my coworkers had this conversation today. And I told her, I said, listen, do you think I'm that wise and that I'm that smart to get these people to pay these bills? I said, let me tell you something. All I need to do is do what I do, and that's show up at work and sit at my desk and obey and do what I'm supposed to do. I said, it's God that gets these people to call in and pay me. It's God that gave me the activity of my limbs and the ability to have the patience to sit there and talk to them and listen to them as some curse me out daily, as some hang up on me, and some call back and apologize. But whatever they do, in the ending, they get their checkbook and they write that check. And it's not because I'm so wise. It's God that does that. It's him that makes sure I eat, that makes sure I have a roof over my head. It's God that does it. But yes, he gave me the job. Yes, he gave me the activity of my limb. And my job is to get up, get to that place on time, do what they ask me to do. My job is to do my job, and he'll do the rest. He'll do the rest. So all the time, we can't think that it's just that it's us, that we just that good. I'm just that skillful. You know, I'm just that bad. Or my talk off is just that good. No. At one point, I ran from collections. Never wanted it. Ran. I quit when I first got into this field. I did not want to call people asking them for no money. And another thing, I couldn't take the rejection of them hanging up on me. But this job had skilled me. And God trained me to be patient, to handle rejection. So when they hang up and curse me out now, I don't take it personal. I used to take it personal. When you've been rejected, you'll take rejection personal. You'll take it as no one loves you. You'll take that thing personal if you're not healed and delivered from it. And it took years of this job for me to sit on that phone. And sometimes I hung up on them. I thought they weren't going to pay me because I didn't want to hear them say no. So I would hurry up and hang up the phone. But because I built a life of prayer, staying in church, staying before God, sitting under the mothers that taught me how to pray, that taught me how to lay out prostrate on the floor and cry, scream to the top of your lungs, whatever you have to do to get that out of you, to get your daily jobs out of you, to get your daily obstacles out of you, to get your daily trials and tribulations. You just have to cry. And crying is another way of praying, another way of interceding, because he bottled our tears. He said, count them. He hear the cry of his people. In 2 Chronicles, he said, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal the land. All of those instructions in one scripture. He asked to pray. If they'll pray, that's a sign, that's assurance right there that, man, if he's asking me to pray, and he's already said if I do all these things, he'll hear from heaven. And he'll heal the land, whatever your land may be, whatever your hurt may be, whatever it is you may be going through, he'll heal it. God will heal it. Not man. God will heal it. But sometimes the enemy will make you think you're not worthy of the prayer. Well, I just said this earlier today, and I just did this last night, or I may have just gotten drunk, or I may have just partied all night, or I may have just been in fornication, or I may have just been in a bad relationship. Whatever the case may be, whatever it may be, the devil will try to make you think if you pray and you just did all that, God is not going to answer you, but he's a liar. He is a liar. That's why they have what we call repentance. God says, pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways. Repent. I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal your land. He has a desire to heal. He has a desire to hear your voice, to hear your prayer. Again, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. The effectual, fervent prayer. I love this scripture. Prayer is a solemn request for help. If you pray, I'll hear you. So you're asking for help. But then you have another sign of prayer. The description of prayer is just thanking God. You can go in prayer. I have a prayer of thanksgiving. I was on the phone this morning on the prayer line with some of my sisters and her and the women that was praying. Their prayer was mainly thanking God. This morning they had an expression for thanking God. They didn't ask him for much. They may have asked him for a few things, but they were mostly telling God how good he was, how awesome he is. And the Holy Spirit came through on that prayer line because he loves to hear that. He loves to, for us to acknowledge him. He said, acknowledge me in all thy ways and I'll direct your path. Sometimes we got to stop. Because when I mess up, I'm like, okay, hold on. What I do wrong? Did I acknowledge God in that area? Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. I apologize. I made a decision. I didn't even ask you. I didn't even think about it. I just made the decision on my own, thinking I made the right decision. Didn't even acknowledge you, because if I had acknowledged God, he would have warned me. That's what else prayer does. He speaks to us in prayer. He warns us. He let us know if that's the right way or the wrong way. Should you take a left turn or a right turn? Should you go back or should you stay? Prayer, intercession, going before God. He addressed a lot of things in prayer. But sometimes there's some stuff we just really don't want God to address, because we think he won't forgive us, or we just don't want to let that thing go on our own. But if it beat us up long enough, we'll cry out, Lord, help. Request for help, prayer. And then it says an object of worship. Again, talking about the prayer line this morning, they were thanking God to the point that you begin to worship the Lord, begin to sing songs to him over the prayer line. Just begin to just worship God. I'm like, wow. Look at them. They're just having fun with the Lord. Loving on him. And he loving on them back. That's what God wants to do. He wants to lift the burdens, because when he comes in, he actually lifts the burden of that thing that you've been carrying on your own. You know it's too heavy. You know you can't carry it. You know you can't do it. Go to prayer. He said, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. Cast means to throw it down. If that thing is heavy, get it up, throw it down. God, you can have this. I cast this upon you. You said to cast your cares upon me, for you care for me. Okay, here you go, Lord. This thing is too heavy and is weighing me down. And if you don't know how to let it go, just be honest with God. Say, I don't know how to let it go. I don't know how to get free from it. I don't have the power to be free from this. But there's an anointing. Because he says, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. If you heavy, that ain't him. That's not God. He said, I'll give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. For when we heavy, we're supposed to praise God. I'll give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And if his burden is easy and his yokes are light, then we need him. Guess what? If his yoke is heavy, then we need God to come on and destroy the yokes, Lord. Come on and destroy this yoke. Because this is too heavy for me. I need you to take it off me. But you need God to do it with his anointing. It's his anointing that makes the difference. And you have to go sincere. Like Brother Dennis was saying in the beginning, you know, we have to be sincere, God. I want out. God, get me out of there. And I know you're probably saying, but I've asked God to get me out of something before. He got me out and I went back in. Don't think he won't get you back out. We all have been up that road. And some still may be, but don't think he won't get you back out. He's a gracious God. He said he gives us new mercy and he gives us new grace every morning. So when I wake up, my thing is, man, God, thank you for new mercy. Thank you for new grace. Thank you for another chance to get it right. Another chance to be a witness. Another chance to tell of your goodness. Another chance to just let my light shine. Let my light speak for itself. Because sometimes it's not all the time when we got to run in everybody's face hollering, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. They've heard that before. They're looking for somebody to live it now. They've heard all that before. And everything they've seen has been phony, phony, phony. Fake, fake, fake. All we got to do is sit back and we can't be judgmental. Well, they smoke, they drink, they do this, they do that. And Jesus sat with them all. And I know neither of us are greater than him. Jesus sat with them all. He has no respect to person. He loves all of us. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever will believe on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. All you have to do is believe on him. Believe in his name. Believe that he died and rose for your sins. And thank him for doing it. Bless his name. Father, I just want to thank you. I thank him for this word. This word is good. Now, if you're looking for a lot of different type of prayers, go to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms is where you find prayers. I mean, that's where I learned a lot of prayers to pray on my own. And after reading it for so long, it just gets in you. It just goes automatically in you. You just soak it in. He said, my word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against God. Thy word have I hidden in my heart. His word has got to be in your heart that I may not sin against God. But we got to put that word in us. We can't pray something. And another thing about the enemy, yeah, we pray from our heart, but after a stage of being a baby in Christ, it's time to grow in the word. It's time to, you know, get on the meat and no longer the milk. We have to up our prayer life. We have to come up. We have to start getting this word so we don't know what to pray. I'll read a scripture and I'll pray that scripture. Period. God, you raised Lazarus from the dead. If that's what you got to say, then say it. And believe it. And even if he don't do it, just know that he's able. It's his will. Father, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We got to pray the will of the Father. We got to pray his will. Because sometimes we want our will. And I'm going to say this, and just not to bring it up, because I just came from Mississippi yesterday for my uncle's funeral. And, you know, we didn't know he had been sick, he had been ill. But the same morning, the same day he passed, that morning I was driving. And I'm just being transparent right now. That morning I was driving on my way to work early in the morning, like I always do, me and God's time. I said, God, I'm going to ask you one more time. My uncle fell in my spirit. As I'm just going to ask you one more time, Lord, to turn it around. Father, turn it around. And I went on about my day, got home, ended my work day, drove home, got out the car, get my keys to walk in the door, and my cousin sent me a text. And she said, my dad just passed. And I couldn't walk in the door. I'm like, really, God? You know, I'm like, really, God? Because sometimes we think every request, he's going to answer it in our way. But again, he's God. He's all seeing. He's all knowing. He knows what's best. We don't. We love our loved ones, so we're selfish. We want them here. That's it. That's all. You can heal them. That's my thing. You can heal them. You, God, I know you can do it. You, God. Not me, not nobody else. You are God, the creator of all creation. And that was my prayer. That was my intercession for him that morning. And I didn't say anything to my cousin or whatever, but my heart was broken. And I wanted an answer. I couldn't get over it. And I'm thinking, I'm just getting over it like yesterday. I couldn't get over it. I kept on bringing that thing. I wouldn't say it out of my mouth, but the Lord heard my heart. I kept saying, God, I don't understand it. How would you let me pray that prayer? How would you cause me to pray that prayer? He fell on my heart. I know you had to put him on my heart. And you said, turn it around. That's the prayer you gave. And you gave me the prayer to turn it around. So I said, turn it around, Lord. Believing if you gave me the prayer, you're going to answer it. But that was his turnaround. That was his turnaround. He did turn it around. He turned around the hurt, the suffering, and the pain that he was going through. He turned it around. He's healed now with a new body. And he was saved. But for days, I couldn't get over it. I couldn't get over it. I'm like, no, you had me pray this prayer. I was upset. I was upset. And I'm just being honest. I couldn't stop weeping. Every time I thought about it, I would try to hold back my tears. The more I held it back, the more I coughed, started catching headaches and pressure on my head. I'm just like, me, it was a battle. It was between me and the Lord. Like, you had me pray this prayer to turn it around. And he's gone. But you know what? Did that stop us from praising the Lord? No. God let me know I did turn it around. I turned it around and I knew what was best. And this morning, as I received my peace, I'm like, God, you restored my joy. Because the enemy tried to steal my joy. Because he'll try to come in your head. He'll try to come in your mind and make you feel like God didn't hear you. Or you did this wrong. Or you did that wrong. Or you're not righteous enough. Or you're not holy enough. Or you're not. That's religion. That's a religious demon. That's a religious spirit. And don't ever allow the enemy to hold any type of condemnation over you. Because again, if you thought you did something wrong, repent before you pray. Repent. Psalm 51, David said, create in me a clean heart, Lord. That was his prayer. Renew in me a right spirit. I want you to write it down, because that was my prayer for years and years and years. This is the prayer that David prayed when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone with Bathsheba. He had Bathsheba's husband killed, murdered, because he fell in love with this woman. And David was king. He fell in love with her. But Nathan came to him with a parable to bring, you know, to let him know God wasn't pleased. God saw what you did. You put that man on the front line after you had drank with him all night, knowing he wasn't in his right mind. But the man was so faithful that he still went, because he loved David. And he loved doing what he was doing for the Lord. But David was more like you on have a desire to be with your woman. You know, David was on something else. But because David was a man after God's own heart, David came to the Lord crying in prayer. And I want to say this prayer. He said, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. This is what he confessed. I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is always before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Then David asked him to purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones that you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Then David said, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me, but restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Then he asked him to deliver me from the guilt of the bloodshed. O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. He said, O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I will give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. I believe David prayed this prayer from his heart. He asked him to deliver him from the bloodshed. He knew why he was being whooped. He knew why he was being punished. That man's blood was on David's hand, but David went in prayer. He went in prayer. Then he asked him to restore his joy. He had lost his joy. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. If you want joy, you have to pray about it. You have to pray and ask God to restore you. He said, but one thing, he said, the sacrifices of God, if you want to bring a sacrifice, come to God broken. He said, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a contrite heart. These things, O God, you will not despise. He will turn you around if your spirit is broken before him. If you have a contrite heart, come before God. David did a murder. He killed a man, and yet God still restored him. He restored his joy. He cleaned him from the bloodshed because he loved David, just like he loved us. He still cleaned him. He purified him. He asked him, he said, God, purge me with hyssop. That means he know he was dirty. He know his heart wasn't right. He know he was unclean. Purge me with hyssop, Lord, that I may be clean. Wash me that I may be whiter than snow. I prayed this prayer for so many years that I almost know it without reading it. I just about do. But it's okay if we got to read it over and over and over and over again. This could be your everyday prayer, Psalm 51. A prayer of clean, being clean, wanting to be clean and pure all over again. God, make me over. We have to go before God in prayer. God, make me over. Cleanse me, purge me, wash me. Make me over. We know the evil we do. We're not illiterate. We're not dumb. We know the difference between right and wrong because the Lord said he has placed it in all of us. He's placed righteousness in all of us. So we know the difference. We know the difference. And even when we're walking in fear, even when we're afraid, sometimes we can be around people and they've never seen us in the lifestyle that we're in. Of course, church. We go to church every Sunday. We may go two times out of the week, maybe three times out of a week. But when we get around family and friends that we know don't live the same lifestyle that we live, we kind of draw back. We become a little tense. We're worried about what they're going to think, worried about what they're going to say. And sometimes we'll end up becoming a product of the environment that we're sitting in. And I'm saying it because I was guilty of that before I became strong, rooted and grounded in God. Everything I went back around, I became.
Amen. Somebody, I hit that one button.
Amen. Go for it. Go right ahead.
Amen. Carla, you online? 312-256 number. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Do you know who this is, Miss Thompson?
No. Is this Raul?
This is your favorite person. Yes, it is. How you doing?
Hi, Miss Alola. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was actually listening on your show right now. And again,
mm-hmm.
as you know, I want to give you congrats out of this world because you are doing such a fantastic and great job. You bring the word of God just like it flows off your tongue like water out of a faucet. You're doing a great job as well.
Thank you, Ralph.
No, not a problem at all. Second, I wanted to comment, well, not really comment, just like partake in your little, what you were saying right now about how people don't see you outside of what you do in reference to, like, if you go to church and when you hang around family, you become part of that, like, lifestyle or that part of that environment and stuff like that, which is very
mm-hmm.
true.
Mm-hmm.
I've also have family and stuff that, you know, they're used to seeing, you know, the bad me, I guess, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to necessarily call it the bad me, but the other side of me, not necessarily
mm-hmm.
the church me. And then when I do go to church, and then when I, you know, I hear the word of God and, you know, deal with that and then leave church, and then I'm right back into where I started at in the first place, which is not intentional. It's just where it's like I'm drawn back there. You know what I mean? And when I do
mm-hmm.
want to take people to church, when I do want to take people to church with me that don't usually go, they look at me like, what are you doing going to church? You're the worst one out the group. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's sort of difficult because people judge you on that. They're like, man, but you're the worst one. Why are you going? But then it's sort of
mm-hmm.
hard for you to explain, like, you know, despite of everything that I've done or everything that I do, I still need this in my life. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so that's one thing that just stands out, and that's for anybody. I mean, I've been doing bad since I can remember, and it's just recently, like once I started, realized that I was actually a man and I couldn't do no longer, you know, childish things no more, and I had to put those things away, that I actually started realizing I need God and I need my family and I need love and support, you know what I'm saying? And God going to provide all that stuff to everybody and anybody that needs it or requires it or requests it.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, give you a head. Yes, I am on the radio, and yeah, you're doing a great job. You know, God bless you, and I'm gonna continue listening. And go ahead, do your thing, girl. Okay.
And I want you to take Psalm 51, and you keep on reciting it. Because remember this, even when there's the Bible says, Paul was battling. He said, when I want to do good, evil is always present. And he also talked about the war that he was in. It was an internal war. It was on the inside. There were some things going on the inside of him. He said, I see another law at work, warring at the members. So then he began to say, instead of serving God with his members, with the activity of his hands, legs, whatever, trying to do the right thing with those body parts, he said, I'll serve God with my mind. So we're going to ask God to just take over your mind. And then Psalm 51 also talks about how David confessed. He said, I was born in sin.
Mm-hmm.
All of us were. I was shapen in iniquity. He said, in sin did my mother conceive me. So it's not nothing. It's not because you did anything wrong. You were born in sin, shaping in iniquity. But the good thing about it is now we have a God that comes and that's taking everybody's sins to the cross.
Yeah.
My sin, your sins, any sin that we've already done, any sin that we're going to do tomorrow, he's already taken them to the cross. That was the purpose of him going to the cross. That was the purpose of him dying. He died for our sins, letting us know we don't have to do it anymore. But at the same time, we don't have the power to stop. Our power is in him. So our prayer is, Father, take away the desire. I don't have the power. Confessing it. David confessed his sins. He was like, listen, I can't do this. You do it. You help me. I can't do it because I know what I'm going to do, you know, later on. I know what I'm going to do when I get around this person or that person. So I can't do it. But if I'm praying and you said you'll answer prayers, well, my desire is to be clean. My desire is to live righteous and holy before you, even though I'm still going to make mistakes. That's just my desire. And only you can give me the power to do it. We don't have the power. That was the purpose of Jesus coming. And I just wanted to share that with you. But Psalm 51, we're going to go over that. He sits right next to me at work, you all, so he know he's going to get it. He is going to get it. Yeah, we go. So you might as well go ahead and recite one scripture. I'm going to give you a break. I'm going to let you learn one line at a time.
Okay,
thank you so much, Raul. Okay.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Nigga,
thank
I love
you so much. I love you too.
All right. Bye, this
man. Amen. Okay. Bye bye. Amen. Amen. I thank God for him because it takes a lot of boldness. He's a young guy, you know, that the streets are calling them. And then when they're battling, the enemy is trying to draw them away. He's trying to murder them. He's trying to kill them. And whatever way he can, if he can't kill you with a gun, he'll try to kill you with words. He'll try to, you know, whatever way he needs to try to kill. The Bible says he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Kill you, whether it be with words, whether it be with betrayal. Steal your joy. Steal your hope. Destroy you to make sure you won't ever get up from any hurt that you've ever been through or maybe going through. He's trying to destroy you, but God said, I came that you may have life and that more abundantly. abundant life. He said, I came that you may have life, and that more abundantly. Wow. Thank God for him calling. Thank God for the courage for him calling. We have people that, you know, are strong in the word, and sometimes we won't even confess what we're lacking. Because we're trying to make people think we're superwoman or superman. I'm not superwoman. I'm not superman. I call for prayer every time I get on this phone. Before I get on this phone, I have a sister that I call or I text her and let her know, it's Wednesday night, time for the radio show. Let's go. Intercession. I have someone to pray for me and pray with me before and after. Nobody is exempt. The minute we think we made it is the minute the devil got you. The minute you think you don't need prayer is because you're probably doing this in the kingdom, that in the kingdom, God using you in this area, he using you in that area, and you feel like you can just pray for everybody else and you don't need any. That's the biggest trick the devil ever pulled. That's a lie, and the truth ain't it. I need prayer. I need it all the time. 24/7. Pray for me. P-R-A-Y, not P-R-E-Y, P-R-A-Y. And if you can't do that, then don't say nothing. But people are hurting. People are in need of the power of God, the glory of God, the manifestation of God. And we all need to know how to get to God. And that's through prayer. And that's through relationship with Christ. That's through communicating with him. That's how you build a relationship. The same way you build a relationship with your brother and your sister. You begin to talk to them. Communicate. Communication. And sometimes you can just get somewhere and get quiet and just shut everything down and let God talk to you. Relationship with Christ. You know then, I know what God just said to me. And can't nobody tell you anything different, and I don't care what kind of title they hold, because only you know you and God's relationship. Sometimes we feed off our leaders. We think we don't hear from God if our leader didn't say we heard from God, or if our leader didn't give us a word. The devil is a liar. God talks to everybody that want to hear his voice. You have access to that same power. He said he give it to those who believe on him. Believe on his name. Believe who he is. Believe that he's Jesus. Believe he's the Son of God. Believe that God raised him from the dead. Believe that he loves you. Believe that he died for you. If you just believe it, he said he'll do it. If you just believe it. And I feel like my old pastor when he said, I feel my help. I feel my help tonight. He said he'll do it if you just believe it. One thing I know God wants us, and he wants us healed, and he wants us whole. Will thou be made whole? He wants us whole. He wants us delivered and set free. And we can't wait on the pastor to do it. We have to go before God sometimes ourselves. Sometimes you can't wait for Sunday to Sunday. I don't know about you, but when church let out on Sunday, hell tries to hit me at the door as soon as I get in the car, before I make it home, or it might be the car acting a fool. One way or the other, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to steal that joy that I just had in corporate prayer and corporate praise and corporate worship with the church, with the church family. He comes to steal that. And the first thing that comes to my mind is, you're not going to steal my joy. I'll leave this car sitting right in the middle of the street. Call a cab, call a ride. But you won't steal my joy. You will not steal my joy because it's a car. Because the joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I know we said an hour. But I said the Holy Spirit, oh, Lord, have his way. Amen.
That's how it works.
Man. It's another scripture that I desire for anyone to write it down as your prayer. I'm actually going to stay in the book of Psalms because that's the book of prayer. If you're looking on how to pray, what to pray, go to the book of Psalms. If you have a Bible with a concordance in the back of it, go into the back of the book and see whatever your despair may be, whatever. You may not have a despair. You may want to look up something that's concerning worship. It'll take you right to the scriptures. But if you want to intensify your prayer, if you want your prayer life to be effectual, if you want your prayer life to be violent, if you want your prayer life to be fervent, righteous, availeth, you want the benefits of it. You don't just want to pray just to be praying, but now I'm looking for some results. I'm looking for results. And they have this religious thing where you can't question God. Well, I ask a lot of questions. Because if I can't question God, then who can I question? Because he's God and he has the answer. Who can I question? Who am I going to ask? Who's greater than him? Now, don't get me wrong, there are people around that may have the answer, that may can help you. But what about when they're not around? Who you going to ask? Where you going to seek your help? My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from above. I want to share this other Psalm 27. And this is another Psalm of David, talking about who the Lord is in his life. And I believe even just saying that with this prayer in Psalms 27, it just begins to cast down every doubt, anything that the enemy has thrown towards you. This prayer here will move it right out the way. Verse 1, he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Question, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Look what kind of warfare he was in. They all came at him. He said, though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, and that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock, and now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such has breathed out violence. He said, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. This is for whoever going through warfare. If you're going through warfare, feel like everything against you, the Bible says, I'm more than the world against you. So if I got God, I got everything. He said, I'm more than the world against you, even though I see all of them coming up against you. I see the attacks. I see it all. I see the obstacles. I see it all. But he said, I would have lost heart unless I had believed. So you have to still stay in faith. We still got to believe. Even when it's ugly, even when it looks bad, we got to still believe God. I would have lost heart. He said, all this coming up against me, I would have lost heart. I would have fainted. I would have lost. Unless I believe the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Apparently he was strengthened in verse 14. He said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So the Lord is going to strengthen you. The Bible says, even when you're weak, then you're strong. Even when you're weak, then you're strong. Because he said, his strength is made perfect in your weakness. So now you know when you win this battle, you know it wasn't you. Because you know you were weak and you know you didn't have the ability. You know it was God that did it. You know it was God that brought you out. You know it was God that gave you that job. You know you didn't qualify for it. You know you wasn't that smart. You know you dropped out of high school. Some of us, God been blessed to the point he has you making more money than somebody with a diploma, with all type of bachelors. They didn't went to school for everything and haven't even made the type of money you're making without a diploma, without a bachelor's, without any type of degree. It's God, not you. It's God. It's his love and his kindness. It's his mercy. His mercy, it endures forever. It's from everlasting to everlasting. God is good. God is good. I want to share another scripture, which is in Romans, of who God is and what he does for us. I'm going to go say Romans chapter 8, verse 26. And the reason I give the word, because I want you, don't take my word for it, but go on the word. Read the scripture, dissect it, ask God to open it up to you. Even if you don't understand it, say, Father, I don't understand this. Please help me understand it. The Bible says that any man lacking of wisdom, let him ask of God, who will give it to him freely. Because I'm not going to say the Bible was so easy to read for me, because it wasn't. But I called on some people and they helped me every day until I was able to stand on my own. Romans 8:26, it says, likewise, the Spirit, which is God, also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Even when we're in our weak state, it says here, God intercedes for us. Jesus intercedes because he prays the mind of God. That's how we pray. We don't pray in our ability. We pray what God places on our mind or on our heart. We pray what we hear him say. We don't pray our own selfish prayers. That's about us. It's all about us. No, but sometimes God will answer your prayer through praying for somebody else or giving to somebody else. He do things a little different than we do, a lot different than we do, because his thoughts are higher than our thoughts and his ways are higher than our ways. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What's going? We went on a little further, but I thank God. And I pray that his will was done.
Yeah, somebody else had hit that one button.
Okay.
All right, let me bring it in. Okay. Okay, now. Let's see if it is. Amen, caller. 773-204 number. Hey, how you doing?
All right, how are you? Hey, Tiffany, how you doing?
Hey, I'm not you.
Hey, amen. I just wanted to let you know I was on the line and I'm really, truly enjoying this. I'm so proud of you. God's got so much in store for you. I mean, this is my favorite topic. You're talking about prayer. Amen. I just, oh, my God. I'm just enjoying myself because prayer pushes you closer to God. You know, it gives
yes.
you that intimacy, that one-on-one with God. You know, it's
yes.
like a relationship. You know how you marry in order for you to keep that relationship or that marriage going, you got to have communication, you know.
Yes.
So it's that communication that you got with God. To the point where when you begin to ask God for different things to move on your behalf, you have such a relationship that you know he's going to do this for you. And if he
yes.
choose not to do it because it might not be his will, you know that it's okay because you got that relationship.
Right.
But you don't
yes.
have that confidence in God when you don't have that relationship, when you don't have that communication. So when you lack
yes.
prayer, you lack communication. Prayer increases your faith. You know, it builds your faith up because when you begin to have a relationship, you begin to trust God. You know, you begin
yeah.
to trust that he's going to move and that he's going to do things. And you know if he don't, you trust him enough to know that even if you don't give me this, God, I know you got something better for me. Or I know you're going to do whatever it is in your will for me to do. Amen. And I just really
yes.
encourage the listeners, you know, to get a relationship with God. Get that communication with God. You know, talk to him. Even if you don't, you know, sometimes we see people in church when we just, you know, they got all these words. But it's just a little bit, Lord, I love you. You know, Lord, I adore you. Lord, do this for me. Do that for me. Or I give it back to God. You know, it's just a communication. And I just really, really enjoy the prayer, you know, and I really enjoy, encourage rather, the listeners to really, really get in the place of prayer. You know, get in the place of prayer where you begin to just have an intimacy. Because in order for you to have a relationship with him, you got to have communication. And like you were saying earlier, he will speak to you. You know, it's just when I remember, you know, me and you came up in the same ministry, you know, and I remember we were babes and we was looking for that. You know, we was looking for someone to tell us something or someone to tell us different things or give us a prophecy or do something. But then when you
yeah.
begin to get in the place of prayer, and then he started maturing you and growing you and developing you, you don't seek for all that no more. You just get in a place, and just like he gave it to them, like you said earlier, he'll give it to you. You know, you begin to mature in God, and that's what he wants. He wants to mature us. He wants us to get in a place for him, you know, because when he started, when I got in a place with God, and I began to get up early in the morning and seek him, when I began to get, you know, pray, not even just in the morning, when I'm at work, it's in my spirit, I just began to pray, just talk to him, you know, and I didn't go into, oh, Jesus, and all that stuff. I just began, Lord, I'm going through this. You know, just like I would talk to my girlfriend or you know, one of my girlfriends or a friend, I would just get in that place and talk to God just like that. And I began to get closer. And he began to show me things in dreams. And, you know, he would put scriptures, like you said, in your spirit. You begin to go and read. And I just, oh, my God, I'm enjoying this, brother. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of you, sis. So I just really encourage everyone to just really get in the place of prayer, because we need that prayer life. Because, you know, when you can begin to ask God for things, you know, he would move on your behalf because of the place you in with him. Some things he would just do just because you asked him, you know, just because this is my child and I love him and I want to do this. He'll prove to you who he is sometimes. Sometimes he'll just give you something just to prove to you that I am God. I can do this and I can do that. You know, and then something. Then when you start to mature, he'll begin to, you know, like, you know, not give you everything you want because everything is not good for you, and you begin to understand. You won't get mad at God so much. Only reason why we get mad or get frustrated because we're not in a place of prayer. The reason why we look to other people is because we're not in the place of prayer. You know, and I just know with me, my faith began to increase in God, and I began to get peace. Because when within that communication, he'll give you peace, and then he'll give you joy. And everything you begin to go through, it won't affect you as much as it used to affect you, because he'll take you up and above the situation. And I just really love God on today, and, you know, I give him all the glory for everything that he's done in my life, and I thank him so much for the prayer life that I do have, the communication. And I just want you to be encouraged and just keep letting God use you. I mean, because there's many of us out here that need this. We need what's in you. You know, God has assigned so many people to you, and you don't even know yet. You ain't even tapped in. You ain't even crossed that road yet to the people that God is bringing and placing in your life. And I just, you know, speak into your life prophetically that you would just seek God like never before. Don't be moved. Don't be distracted at nothing. Just go forward. Go forward. Like Mother used to tell us, say what he say and do what he tell you to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I receive that.
Amen. I receive it.
And, you know, the Lord just really laid on my spirit, Dennis, that there's so many levels of prayer. I think we're just going to go ahead and stay with prayer in the entire month of October, because there's so many levels. There's different levels of prayer and of intercession and different kinds of prayer. And God wants to communicate with his people. And he wants his people to communicate with him. And he wants them to know that they have access to the Father, not just through your pastor, not just through your mother, not just through your wife, not just through your husband, but that you can gain your own relationship with God through just calling on his name, through just believing and just having faith that whatever you pray, that he hears you. That he hears you. I just thank God for Sister Tina. It's my sister in the Lord, and I encourage your words, and I receive everything she's saying. She know how I am. It's like, man, when God be saying he's gonna do something else, I mean, this again, another level of prayer. It comes with warfare. It may look so cute. It may look so easy. You know what I'm saying? That's who prayer line I was on this morning. And they was just having a ball worship and singing with God, and the Holy Spirit just came in and swept through like a tsunami. They had a ball. I was getting dressed for work, you know, but I just thank God, you know, that I was able to get up while I was getting dressed and get on somebody else's prayer line. We got to be humble. We got to be humble. We got to support one another. We always saying we about the kingdom business, but we'll sit here and watch somebody else that's selling a shoe in the kingdom that's selling shoes and go walk past them and go to Target. Go to Marshall's. Somebody that ain't even in the kingdom, ain't even saved. We don't know how to keep the money flowing in the kingdom. we'll sit here and go to a big pretty daycare because it's a big pretty daycare and it's all decorated, all pretty. But our sister who's trying to get her daycare off her feet and she's saved and sanctified, go pray for your child, go cover your child. You ain't gonna need to take your child to her. You will take to somebody else that serves Satan because they care pretty. But you want your child covered. That's gonna teach your child how to pray. Come on. Yeah. We gotta do better. We have to do better. The Holy Spirit, he's so good. While she was talking, he led me to another scripture. He led me to another scripture. This is in Matthew. You can write it. This is Mark. Mark 11, chapter 11, verse 22. Let me slow down. I do apologize. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. And this is Jesus talking. It says, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you will have them. He said in verse 25, and whatever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them. For that your Father in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will the Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. So we got to make sure we in a state of forgiveness, repentance and forgiveness when we pray. Because he says by faith, whoever says to this mountain, be removed, whatever your mountain may be, whatever may be trying to tie you down, whatever may be holding you down, whatever's trying to keep you bound, whatever may be, whether it's your children, whether it's finances, whether it's a job, whether it's a car, whatever it may be, speak to it. He said, speak to it in faith. Believe it with no doubt. He said, and he does not have doubt in his heart, but believe that those things that he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. Ain't that something? I'm talking about the power of prayer. Mm-hmm. The power of prayer. I really encourage somebody, you know, maybe everybody's on the phone that's listening, maybe they already saved or, you know, they've already said the prayer and given their life to Christ, but I encourage that they give their life to Christ. And it only takes 1 minute to say this prayer. And God will wash all your sins away. He'll wash you clean right now. He'll mix you whole, right?
That's right.
And the thing you believe in, and that person you just forgave, even forgiving yourself, that stuff you just let go, you'll be a mountain mover. That's what he just said. Have faith in God, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Come on, that's some access right there. That is access right there, the power of prayer. The power of just having faith in God, just believing that God's going to do exactly what he said. God is awesome. He is awesome. Amen.
Amen.
God is awesome. And I'm just going to share this. The prayer line, I get on at 6 a.m.
I don't know if you up that early in the morning. I don't know if you're up at 5. I don't know if you're up at 7. But sometimes we have to press. Sometimes we have to press our way. If we're looking for God to do something, we got to press. We got to push past the flesh. We got to push past the sleep. Because sometimes I'll just lay there, and I'll lay there and say, man, I got to work all the way to 9 o'clock. I'm not giving up. I need all my rest. And God will make that little sleep so uncomfortable that I wish I had got on up. It would be so uncomfortable. Because the thing about prayer is he may be warning you of what's your day or what's about to happen. He could be warning you something about your kids, your family, your house, your job. He'll warn you. He'll show you things in prayer. That's how much he loves us. He will forewarn us. He will not let the enemy take us unaware. That's his word. He will not let him do it. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to repeat this number because I advise you if you want to call, call. Come on the prayer line with us in the morning at 6 a.m. It's 30 minutes. It ain't going to kill nobody. And the number is 530-881-1212. Again, 530-881-1212. And you push the pound sign and push 159-415-143. Again, the pound sign, 159-415-143. And another thing, if you have someone that you wanted to hear tonight's show, the show is always, it's posted, it goes right to the website, right, Dennis? When we finish,
yeah,
we're done.
It goes right up, yeah. It's not, you give like about 30 seconds to a minute or so, but yeah, but it instantly posts.
Okay.
Yeah, also, too, before you finish, I know you know, started something, man, so, you know, we have a Bible study prayer line on Mondays, man, and, at 7:30 p.m. So it's like what they do is they start off at about 7 or 7:30, and they'll do a prayer, you know, prayer request. They take it in the beginning, or they go straight into the study by Pastor Mo Sales. And that telephone number there too is area code 610-214-0200, and the access code is 505082#. And just go right in. It's a warm welcome. He's going to teach it, teach the word to you, and then he's going to actually interact with them. You know, what you got out of it, what you learned from it, what's going on. And the same thing, man, he welcomes you with open arms. So I just have to put that in there, too, because I know you said yours in the morning time. And, when you know, if you can't make it in the morning, you got an evening time, which is that's on Mondays, again, at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, yeah, so, you know, I had to put that in there. As I know you would have, hey, man, I know you would have called me.
That's right. Because the thing about it is a lot of people don't know where to go, or they've been places that's already, you know, they don't know who to trust, you know what I'm saying? Or if they're coming straight off the street, they don't know where to go. And the thing about it is if we have resources and we got access to somebody's deliverance, hey,
right.
why not give it to them? Why not? And then they can go on there in the morning and the evening if they want to do it like that. Because one thing I learned, you grow when you're in prayer. If you're trying to figure out how to get up to go higher in the Lord, get on your face, go down. The way up is down. I stay, they'll tell you. I was a minister in training, and I was a minister on the altar. Working the altar. Every time they looked up, where was I at? On the altar, on the floor, on my face, laying prostrate, crying out to God. Yeah, I'm helping the people, but I need some deliverance too. I need God too. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to get my. That's how you grow. You grow in the word and in prayer. And watch your life take off. You want to see something different? Start praying. Start praying and start staying on your knees in the place of humility.
We already read it in Psalm 51, a humble spirit and a contrite heart, he said he won't despise. So he's not going to turn you away. He's not going to turn us away. People may reject you, but God won't. People may turn the cheek, but God won't. People may look another way, but God won't. People may send you to the voicemail, but God won't. Thank God he ain't got voicemail. He answers his phones. He answers us every time we call. It may not be the answer you want all the time, but he knows what's best. He knows what's best for us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I had a ball on tonight. We said we was going to do 1 hour before I knew it. We had one already went past an hour, and Dennis wasn't trying to stop me neither, was he?
Nope. Let it flow.
I'm trying to stop me. But we can stay with James 5:16 if we want to know what prayer is. Prayer is a solemn request for help, an expression for thanks addressed to God, or an object of worship. It's intercession, invocation, devotion. And with James 5:16, of the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Effectual, typically of something imminent or abstract, successful in producing a desired. Whatever you desire, go in prayer and be effective and watch the productivity. Watch what you produce. The results is going to show in prayer. Wow. Fervent. Having or displaying passion, intensity, being violent. My sister that just called on the line, we were, if one of us, the Bible says, if you see your sister or your brother caught in a fault, in any type of fault, restore them with the spirit of meekness, considering yourself. Not talk about them. Restore them. So what we would do, get on the phone. I'm like, girl, I'm going through. I'm heavy. I've been going through all day. I don't care if we pick up the phone. Just weeping and crying. Restore. Go in prayer violently. Commanding that the enemy loose that person. Go in prayer. Hold that person up before God. Intercede for that person. You laying down your life for another life. God loves that. He loves that. Displaying fervent is displaying passion. You're so passionate about it because you're considering yourself. That could be me. Let me hurry up and snatch her out. Or snatch him out and trade him out. If you think like that, that could be you. You will laugh at them. You will talk about them. You'll see they need, and you'll hurry up. The passion that you have, it'll cause you to jump right on it and go on prayer and pull on. You'll forget all about what you was crying about. You'll forget all about your problems and what you were going through. A righteous person is a person of conduct, justifiable, virtuous, upright, morally right. Not because you're doing everything right, because you're not. That's why we need God, because we're not. Avail to take advantage of or to be of benefit. That's how good God is. Take advantage of the access of God. To be of benefit. God benefits us. Being able to be happy to come to the kingdom, being connected to him, that's an honor. It's an honor to be able to pray to God. Going in feeling heavy, feeling disturbed, feeling all lost, feeling unloved, and coming out feeling powerful, feeling like Wonder Woman. you know, coming out a brand new person because he's renewed you. He's lifted all of that heaviness off you. He caused you to cast that mess on him. He said, cast your cares on me. He caused you to cast. Now you light when you was heavy because you weakened, you cried, and you gave that mess to God. And he restored your joy. Amen. Well, we're going to get ready and pray. And we're going to get out of here. I've had a great time with you all. I love you all. I thank you all, most of all, for taking time out to be a part of the show, because the show is all about you. And that's what it's about. Even though I'm a little hoarse right now, caught a little cold while I was out of town, but my administrator, she inboxed me today, and she was like, are you doing the show? And I was like, yeah. And then I was thinking, like, what made you ask me that? She was like, well, because you just made it back in town. But I've been taught to work. I never looked at it like that. I would have did the show on the bus if I was still on the bus. However, we need to spread the gospel. Whatever we learn tonight, spread it, share it with somebody. Ask them to get on if they want to hear it. Man, send them to the site, Western World One. Download the app. Go to it. Listen to it. You can hear it all week. You can hear some more of the teaching and other things that's on the site.
And they also labeled, so they won't have a problem finding it now.
Okay. Amen. See? Access. God wants us without excuses. We have no excuse, none whatsoever.
Amen.
So go ahead. And Dennis, you got anything before I go get out in prayer?
Oh, no, I just wanted to say, man, I had fun with you. You know, encourage people, you know, just keep on calling in. You know, she needs this support. So she keep on doing what she's doing. Make sure that y'all let her know. Comment, you know, inbox her, hit up on the page, go to the website. We're gonna have it up there too. On It's All About You Ministry too on both. We're gonna have that button up there too, so that way they can link on all the websites. So that way, like you said, excuses. I gotta get this to Pastor Mo. He says excuses are monuments of nothing. Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
It leads to nowhere. It's a path of nothingness. So, you know, we always used to always say that back in the days, man, and that really stuck to us. But go ahead, man. I'm not going to be long with it with you. It's going to get
okay.
Time.
Okay, warriors, I know you're listening. And those that are listening, and if you feel like you still don't have it, I just need you to agree with me. Say amen. I need you to agree or say do it, God. You know? Whatever it is, like she just said, it don't take much. God hears you. And so, God, and I'm straining a little bit, so bear with me. But I do say, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for showing up on tonight, God. For you said it, acknowledge you in all our ways, and you'll direct our path. And so, God, we thank you for direction on tonight, God. We thank you for your loving kindness, Father. We thank you for your tender mercies, Father. We thank you for your love, Father, most of all, God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. We thank you, God, for the garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness, Father. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, for your anointing, God. For you said it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. So, God, destroy every yoke on tonight. Father, give them peace on tonight. Those that are going to sleep, Father, I pray that their minds will change, their life will change, and that they'll never be the same, Father, in Jesus' name, God. Father, I pray that you'll continue to lead them and guide them in all truth, that you'll draw them by your spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, and that they'll know and want to seek and give them a hunger after righteousness to know more of you and more about you, God.
in the name of Jesus, Father. Bless their household, bless their homes, bless their children, Father. Encourage them, strengthen them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, release angels right now, God, warring angels, Father, to war on their behalf, Father, ministering angels to send strength, Father, where they're weak, Father, to minister to them, Father, in whatever area and place that's needed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, anoint them right now from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Bring them, Father, into who you call them to be. Father, I decree and declare that they will walk in their identity, Father, in the name of Jesus, that there's no more being who other people desire them to be, but they will be who you call them to be, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray right now, God, Father, even until tomorrow, God, that they will not lose anything that you have imparted on them tonight, that they will hold on to it, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, and they will not let the enemy steal their joy. I bind any backlash, backdraft, bitterness, and retaliation of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, and I decree and declare, Father, that the victory is theirs, Father, and that they are more than conquerors, Father, through Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, and those that have not given their life to Christ, I decree and declare, Father, that they will surrender, God, all to tonight, Father. They will surrender unto you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, God, for your love and your kindness, Father. I thank you, and we seal this prayer with your blood, Father, in the name of Jesus, for nothing can come through the blood of Jesus, Father. For God, if the blood prevails, Father. Father, we thank you that the blood still runs warm, God, in your body, God. We thank you that we're covered by the blood, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for Dennis, God. Thank you for what you're doing in his life, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, whatever it is, Father, shake it and move it, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Give them faith, Father, that'll move a mountain right now in the name of Jesus, God. Father, remove all distractions, Father, all hindrances, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you, God, right now, in Jesus' mighty name.